from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back again in English Bulletin for today. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and my Indonesia. We will continue our program with news in brief, Indonesian wonder, and miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Minister Sri Mulyani encouraged the use of demographic bonuses. Interim President of Malta, Dolores Cristina, praises diversity of Indonesia. Now the news in details. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati encouraged the use of demographic bonuses or productive population domination in a bid to have a positive impact on the economy. Requirements are the demographic, especially the younger generation, must have quality. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Sri Mulyani said in Jakarta on Wednesday that investment in the fields of human resources such as education and health is the key to realizing a good quality young population. In addition, the efforts from the government are also needed to cut the poverty line so that people from poor family groups are not poor anymore. The four policies in the education sector that have been mandated by 20% in the health sector and in the field of social safety nets to prepare demographic bonuses can bring about positive impact. Malta Interim President Dolores Cristina at the Indonesian diplomatic reception held by the Indonesian Embassy in Rome in Valletta, Malta, praised diversity of Indonesia. Commemorating the 73rd anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia in Valletta, Malta, official of social and cultural affairs of the Indonesian Embassy in Rome, Aisha M. Alamanda, escorted by Antara News Agency on Thursday, said that Indonesia-Malta cooperation could develop further, especially in the fields of economy and trade. Even though it is located on a different continent, the two countries have the same characteristics as maritime country with significant economic growth amid uncertain global situation. Meanwhile, Interim President Dolores Cristina expressed Malta's condolences for the crash of the Lion Air GT610 aircraft. In addition, Dolores Cristina conveyed the admiration of Malta for the determination of Indonesian unity amid the diverse socio-cultural differences of its people. The government of Malta hopes the partnership between the two countries will be closer, especially in the maritime field. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi plans to ask the Australian government to clarify its policy banning its citizens from traveling by Lion Air flight. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said in the State Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday that the government will seek clarification since foreign parties have made adjustment about Indonesia. He also said he will meet Australian authority to discuss the ban. He further said that actually, the ban has a little impact because only a few Lion Air planes fly to Australia, while many of Lion Air's international flights are to Singapore and Malaysia. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi added that the banning does not matter, but it is a matter of reputation, so Indonesia must find clarification. Director of Indonesian Citizens Protection and Indonesian Legal Entity at the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, confirmed in Taif, Saudi Arabia, on Monday that the government of Saudi Arabia has executed a market worker from Majalengka, West Java, Tuti Tursilawati. To the media in Jakarta recently, Iqbal said that the execution of Tuti Tursilawati was carried out by the government of Saudi Arabia without prior notification. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi has sent a protest to her Saudi Arabian counterpart, Adel Al-Jubeir, and summoned the Saudi Arabian ambassador to Indonesia, Osama bin Mohammed Abdullah Al-Suhaibi to be asked for the issue.
Satu hal yang sangat disayangkan oleh pemerintah Indonesia adalah bahwa
one thing that is very unfortunate by the Indonesian government is that the execution of Tuti Tursilawati was carried out by the Saudi government without notification to the Indonesian embassy in Riyadh and the Indonesian consulate in Jeddah. Therefore, the Indonesian government has expressed concerns and protests about the way the Saudi government carried out this execution. The first, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia has spoken directly to the Foreign Minister of Saudi Arabia in her protest. Then the Minister of Foreign Affairs has summoned the Ambassador of Saudi Arabia in Jakarta and delivered a protest directly to the Ambassador of Saudi Arabia in Jakarta. Furthermore, Muhammad Iqbal said that the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs had conveyed his condolences directly to the Tuti Tursilawati's family in Majalengka, West Java. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has made various efforts to free or relieve Tuti Tursilawati from the death penalty. One of them was counselor assistance from 2011 to 2018. The ministry appointed lawyers and appealed three times, including conveying twice the president's letter to the Saudi king and various non-litigation efforts. Tuti Tursilawati was sentenced to death by a court in Saudi Arabia in June 2011 for allegedly killing her employer in 2010. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Member of Commission 2nd of the House of Representatives DPR, Komarudin Watubun, assessed that Maluku has potential to be Indonesian economic axis in 21st century because the province had historical and economic values for Indonesia since 12th up to 20th century. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Komarudin at analyzing book entitled Maluku Staging Point Indonesia Abad 21 at University of Indonesia in Depok, West Java on Wednesday said at the journey of Indonesian history, it had its own economic track called Spice Pathway, and it became the center point. Maluku is the world's best producers of spice that was the most expensive trade commodity, and it was more expensive than gold in the world in 16th century. He said that Maluku's geostrategic position has opened tracks, particularly if the zone is for a basis of productions, provider and transit of service commodity, strategic mineral, human, goods, service, money and information. East Nusa Tenggara province is interested in opening direct flights with other countries to facilitate transport of foreign tourists in a bid to boost its tourism sector as a new source of revenue. As quoted by Antara News Agency, head of the Regional Tourism Service, Marius, on Wednesday, said that East Nusa Tenggara Governor Victor Bungtilu Laiskoda plans to begin with charter flights with China as the main target to attract Chinese tourists. Marius further said the government is set to open direct international flights to facilitate transport of foreign tourists to East Nusa Tenggara. He also said that in mid-term, East Nusa Tenggara set targets to attract 3 million tourists, both local and foreign tourists, to the province.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with the news.
Mainly via Kupang or Labuan Bajo. There has been plan to develop Labuan Bajo Airport into an international airport. Labuan Bajo is the main
here is
access
the news
to the Komodo National Park.
Minister Sri Mulyani encouraged the use of demographic bonuses.
Komodo only found in the Indonesian
Intern president
Islands.
Of Malta, Dolores
the
Christina,
the 13-year official meeting
University
delegation agreed
Indonesia.
To establish the
now
archipelagic and island states for
Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani
on Wednesday reported
the use
that the
of declaration of
bonuses or
the establishment
of the
archipelagic and island
to have
states
a positive impact
AIS
on the
forum
requirements
called
are
the
demographic
declaration,
especially the younger generation
during the 13-year official meeting
as
of the
IAS agency
Minister
Sri Mulyani said in Jakarta
October
on Wednesday
31st,
that investment
in
the fields of human
Sulawesi.
Resources,
coordinating
Ministry
for Maritime Affairs, cooperating with the United
Nations
Development Program UNDP,
in addition,
and the
North Sulawesi
government
are also needed
to hold the forum.
To cut the poverty
the declaration,
line,
which
so that
was agreed by 17
delegations, contains
anymore.
Details.
On
the
information
in the education
of the
sector
AIS
that has
forum.
Been mandated
these
by 20%
countries
include
in
Indonesia,
the
Philippines,
and in the
Japan,
field of social safety
Cabo
nets
Verde,
to prepare demographic
Cuba,
bonuses
Fiji,
can bring about
positive
impact.
Jamaica,
Malta,
in terms
Papua New
President,
Saint
Dolores
Kitts
Christina
and Nevis,
the Indonesian
Seychelles,
Singapore, Malta, the Indonesian Embassy
Sri Lanka,
in Rome,
the
United
Kingdom,
Malta,
Deputy
Coordinating
the
Minister
Indonesia,
of Maritime Sovereignty
the 73rd anniversary
of the Republic
Ministry
of Indonesia
of
in Valletta,
Affairs,
Malta,
Purbaya,
Official of Social and Cultural Affairs of
meeting,
the Indonesian Embassy
the
in Rome,
Aisha
and
M. Alamanta,
the government wants to build concrete
cooperation
to deal with the main problems, such as marine plastic gathers,
and
especially in the fields of economy and trade.
That was
even though
though the it news, is located on a different continent, the two countries have the same characteristics as the maritime country with significant economic growth amid uncertain global situation. Meanwhile, Interim President Christina expressed
comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
In addition, Dolores Christina conveyed the admiration of Malta for the determination of Indonesian unity.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary.
The government the title of Malta of hopes the partnership between the two countries will be closer, especially in the maritime field.
While listener, Indonesia Sasko held our Ocean Conference 2018
OOC, citizens from traveling by Lion Air flight.
On 29th escorted by Antaranus Agency Minister Budi Karya Sumadi
said in the State Palace Jakarta Wednesday that the government will see clarifications since foreign parties have made adjustment about Indonesia. He also said he will meet Australian authority to discuss the ban. He further said that actually the ban has a little impact because only a few Lion Air planes fly to Australia, while many of Lion Air's international flights are to Singapore and Malaysia. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi added that the banning does not matter, but it is a matter of reputation.
Micronesia, for example, is committed to realizing 100%
Director of Indonesian Citizens Protection and Indonesian Legal Entity at the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, confirmed in Taif, Saudi Arabia, on Monday
that the government of Saudi Arabia has executed a migrant worker from Majalengka, West Java, Tuti Tursilawati.
To the media in Jakarta recently, Iqbal said that the execution of Tuti Tursilawati was carried out by the government of Saudi Arabia without prior notification. Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, has sent a protest to her Saudi Arabian counterpart, Adel Al-Jubeir, and summoned the Saudi Arabian ambassador to Indonesia, Osama bin Mohammed Abdullah Al-Suhaibi, to be asked for the issue.
Indonesia, which hosted the 2018 OOC, also gave a surprise by delivering 23 commitments. In the implementation of the 2017 OOC in Malta, the Indonesian government only delivered 10 commitments. For this year's OOC, the value of commitments delivered by Indonesia to carry out marine protection actions reaches around $500 million. In addition to the government's commitment, a number of global companies also expressed their commitment in saving the ocean. Multinational company Coca-Cola also contributed to this commitment. The company launched a global commitment called World Without Waste, with a target of 50% of its product packaging using recycled materials in 2025. By 2030, the target is 100% of the packaging that can be recycled. The commitment will be carried out globally in all countries where the business entity is located, including in Indonesia. Although there is no formal binding agreement for them to fulfill this commitment, Vice President of Conservation International CI Indonesia, Ketut Sarjana Putra, believes that the commitment remains important. CI Indonesia, for example, made a commitment to the OEC 2016 to realize the Blue Eternal Fund as sustainable funding for marine conservation. He also claimed that the commitment had been reached and managed by Kehati Foundation. In the OOC 2018, CI Indonesia made another commitment named Blue Halo Est. This commitment is an incentive from the fisheries industry to provide funding for conservation areas in the core of conservation zone surrounded by fisheries. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. While we begin from November 1, 1945, when Australia joined the United Nations. Australia was one of the founders of the United Nations UN in November 1, 1945. And it has been actively participating in the organization since its establishment. The Australian government views the UN as an external partner which influences trends that can affect Australian affairs. Ever since joining the UN, Australia has been actively involved in international institutions. Australia not only contributed to the arrangement of the Security Council Charter but also to the important role as the first president of UN Council in 1946. On November 1st, 2009, the B-Channel TV station, which changed to RTV, was established. Raja Wali Televisi, or RTV, is a private TV station in Indonesia which began its broadcast on 1st of November 2009 in Jakarta. Its previous name was B-Channel and it had its first trial broadcast in 2008. Sophia Koswara is the founder of the channel. She wants to provide inspiring TV programs for Indonesian families and society. It can be seen that a lot of programs broadcasted by RTV are enjoyed by Indonesian families, so that no wonder one day there will be a lot of parabolas searching for the new frequency code of RTV. Various TV shows comprising movies, soap operas, music, cartoons, sports, and more programs make RTV become more popular in the public, both in pack 2 and in pack 4 frequencies. Well, today in history, with the information from November 1, 1999, when Bank Indonesia issued banknote with a value 100,000. Bank Indonesia BI issued banknote with a value 100,000 rupiah on 1st of November 1999 as an official payment method. The money was made from polymer substrate plastic material, which was more endurable and difficult to be manipulated rather than paper material as created by former Governor Bank Indonesia Sahrul Sabirin. To avoid manipulation, the money was featured with anti-manipulation element that was visible and touchable by people who were not aware of detecting money's originality. The governor explained that the printing of the money with the new emission aimed at facilitating and accelerating cash transaction. In the front part of the money, there were two images of Dr. Soekarno and Dr. Muhammad Hatta. Meanwhile, on the other side, there was another image of the House of the Representatives building. The two images were used to appreciate the founding fathers of Indonesia and the highest council in Indonesia for their democratic values. Well, listener, that was Today in History. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Welcome back to My Indonesia. Today I'll bring a topic about delegation from United Nations Environment Program. The United Nations appreciates waste management in Surabaya, East Java. The waste management in Surabaya is scheduled to be a role model for the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. The statement came to light after the delegations from the United Nations Environment Program under the auspices of the United Nations reviewed directly the processing of waste at Benowo Landfill and the Jambangan Recycling Center on Sunday. Director General of Waste and Hazardous Toxic Materials Management, Rosa Vivin Ratnawati, explained, the delegation of the United Nations Environment Programme wanted to see the commitment and seriousness of Indonesia in processing waste. In this case, he said that Surabaya would be a model because the city had done extraordinary things and initiatives on waste management so that it is able to provide better life for its people. Rosa Vivin Ratnawati at the residence of Mayor of Surabaya on Sunday said that Surabaya had succeeded in doing the matter. The city is also ready to become a place of learning from parties of other countries that would come to Surabaya. Currently, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry wants to make waste to be a resource that can be utilized and has economic values. Furthermore, regarding B3 waste, the government previously had the principle of cradle to grave, but now the government has changed into cradle to cradle. It means that waste is not only destroyed, but can be transformed into economical and useful things. Director of the Marine and Coastal Ecosystem Division of Environmental Policy and Implementation, Dr. Lisa Emilia Svensson, said that Surabaya is an extraordinary city. The reason is that citizens are not only given information and education related to reducing waste and plastic waste, but are taught about how to manage waste, especially plastic waste, which is now becomes the world's main attention. Meanwhile, Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini said, even though the city would be used as a model for waste management, she still reminded that her main goal was not piloting or achievement, but to make Surabaya citizens prosperous. That was my Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati encouraged the use of demographic bonuses or productive population domination in a bid to have a positive impact on the economy. Malta's interim president Dolores Cristina at the Indonesian diplomatic reception held by the Indonesian embassy in Rome in Valletta, Malta, praised diversity of Indonesia. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi plans to ask the Australian government to clarify its policy banning its citizens from traveling by Lion Air flights. Director of Indonesian Citizens Protection and Indonesian Legal Entity at the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Lalu Muhammad Iqbal confirmed in Taif, Saudi Arabia on Monday that the government of Saudi Arabia has executed a migrant workers from Majalengka, West Java to Titur Silawati. Member of Commission 2 of the House of Representatives DPR, Komarudin Watubun, assessed that Maluku has potential to be Indonesian economic axis in 21st century because the province has historical and economic values for Indonesia since 12th up to 20th century. Is Nusa Tenggara provinces interested in opening direct flights with other countries to facilitate transport of foreign tourists in a bid to boost its tourism sector as a new source of revenue? The third senior official meeting delegation agreed to establish the Archipelagic and Island States Forum. Listener, that was news in brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a typical of Central Java snack, namely Semar Mendem. Stay tuned. Listener, the Indonesian Embassy in Berlin, Germany, recently held the Wisma Indonesia cooking class. There are 43 travel agency agents and tour operators to take part in the Wisma Indonesia cooking class program. They were taught to serve Central Javanese snacks of Semar Mendem and Bakwan Jagung. Indonesian Ambassador to Germany, Arif Hafaz Ugrosano, said that the travel bureau owners and tour operators were chosen so that they had a convincing experience when telling the unique taste of Indonesian foods to prospective tourists. Arif Hafaz Ugrosano added that the target of the promotion diversification program, in order to make Indonesian and German relations more tightly connected. In addition, it is also aimed that German society knowing Indonesia more with its various uniqueness. Semar Mendem is taught in Wisma Indonesia cooking class. It is a typical cuisine of Central Java. The snack is made of white sticky rice, which has been cooked with somewhat water until half cooked and then steamed. The white sticky rice cooked with mixture of coconut milk and salt. To add the delicious taste, the sticky rice is filled with pieces of chicken meat and wrapped with omelette. The name Semar Mendem is taken from the famous leather puppet character Semar, while Mendem in Japanese language means drunk. Some people also said the food called Semar due to its fat shape. The community of Central Java also believe that the snack has its own philosophical value. Semar is believed to symbolize power. In a sense, Semar, the holder of power, is not allowed to abuse the power. Semar's position should be channeled to the good and protect the people. Listener, when eaten, Semar Mendem has a good taste and tender, so it is liked by many people. The snack is usually served during a celebration to welcome guests and family. Semar Mendem can be easily found in traditional markets in Central Java and Yogyakarta, such as Bringharjo Market, Kranggan Market, Plati Market, Demangan Market, and others. The price is also very cheap. It is around 2,000 to 5,000 rupiah per piece. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Semar Mendem, a typical snack of Central Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is Saturday World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. In today's edition, we will present you information about InMed application. Stay tuned. Listeners, the latest innovation in medical world is created by one of Indonesian young generations from Malang, East Java. He is Dr. Gamal Albin Said, who invents an Android-based medical application called InMed or Indonesian Medica. The application is invented in a bid to facilitate people to get healthcare services, as well as change the conventional medical procedure. The Indonesian Medica application offers 5 features such as medical visit, medical phone, medical blood transfusion, medical talk or service on medical consultation, and medical food, which provides information for nutrition. Listeners, among the 5 features provided in the application, 2 of them have been ready to use, namely the Med Visit and the Med Talk features. The Medical Talk or Med Talk feature helps patients contact their doctors and psychologists whom they would like to consult their health problems with. Patients can consult with medical experts in real time. Meanwhile, the Medical Visit feature enables patients to contact medical experts such as doctors, nurses, midwives, physiotherapists, nutritionists, and psychologists to come to the patient's location so that the patients do not have to come to the hospitals as it will be inefficient. However, the medical visit feature cannot be used in emergency state.
In an emergency state, the patients must be taken to the emergency department. The application can be downloaded for free on Google Play Store. However, the application can still only be used in Malang. The application is intended not only for middle to high class society, but also for patients from lower economic class. Through the application, a funding resource called crowdfunding is provided to help disadvantaged patients. The funding resource also helps them to pay for the healthcare services. Meanwhile, head of the Malang Health Department, Asitri Rahmi Nuswantari, told that the application could be a solution for people who need immediate healthcare service. That was Miscellany for today's edition. See you on our next edition with other interesting topics.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to nostalgic pop songs of a female singer, namely Titik Sandora. To initiate our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Si Cantik Jelita. Enjoy the song. Listeners, the first recording of Titik Sandora's resulted a song entitled Si Boncel. The song mostly turned every day on almost radio station in Indonesia in the 1960s. Through the song Si Boncel, the name Titik Sandora started to rise among the music lovers. Moreover, the singer with complete name Omi Jati began to collaborate with Mohsin Alatas. Their duet song was received by people that made Titik Sandora became more famous at the time. The famous songs of duet singers Titik Sandora and Mohsin Alatas were among others Halo Sayang, Dunia Belum Kiamat, Pertemuan Adam dan Hawa, Jangan Marah, and Hatimu Hatiku. Well, listeners, now let's listen to the next song, Hatimu Hatiku by Titik Sandora. Happy listening. Listeners, that was the song entitled Hatimu Hatiku by Titik Sandora and Muhsin Alatas. The song was one of hit songs for Titik Sandora and Muhsin Alatas. The song composed by Hasan and Isharyanto tells about heart feeling between a couple lover. Next, I will present you a song entitled Fujiyama by Titik Sandora. Like the title, the song narrates about the highest mountain in Japan, namely Fujiyama or Mount Fuji. The song tells about the beauty of Mount Fuji, the highest mountain in Japan which has beautiful and amazing views. The peak of the mountain is decorated by a pile of glittering white snow that adds more beauty of panorama. Listeners, let's enjoy a song entitled Fujiyama. Have nice listening.
Menjulang sangat tinggi itu gunung Fujiyama. Sungguh indah pemandangan.
Listeners, that's Sang Fujiyama by Titik Sandora. To end the segment of Music Corner for today, I will present another song entitled Si Jago Mogok. Happy listening and goodbye.
Apakah sayang tujuan kita pergi bergembira malam ini? Bergembira malam ini. Bagaimana kalau kita ke Binaria, banyak pengunjungnya melantai di sana. Bersama kita ke Binaria bergembira malam ini, bergembira malam ini. Bagaimana kalau kita ke Binaria, banyak pengunjungnya melantai di sana.
Dengan hati rela ku pergi bersama, tapi jangan lupa kembali segera.
Marilah bersama kita ke Binaria bergembira malam ini, bergembira malam ini. Kini ku duduk
abadi.
Sejarah surya pagi merona bunga hati, seribu janji kau ucapkan, selembut kasihmu memelukku. Hidupku takkan lagi sendu,
mereka
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.